USA Radio News.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano erupted before dawn today, shooting ash about 30,000 feet in the sky. Now, the explosion at the mountain summit came shortly before 4 a.m., following 2 weeks of volcanic activity that sent lava flows into neighborhoods and destroyed at least 26 homes. Michelle Coombs is with the USGS. She says we can expect more of this to happen in the weeks to come.
Because the situation, as I said, is dynamic, so you can have, the event such as we saw this morning. It's a short-lived event. It might, it may have relieved pressure temporarily, but we expect that these kinds of, like I said, that, more groundwater may be getting into the system, and we expect that similar events could continue.
Brent crude oil today topped $80 a barrel for the first time since November of 2014. The market is said to be concerned about these sanctions on Iran. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
First-time jobless claims for unemployment rose a bit last week, but there's still pretty good news as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Analysts had been expecting to see about 215,000 initial jobless claims filed last week, but it came in a little higher than that at 222,000, and that was up from 211,000 the previous week. But the four-week moving average is lower than it's been in almost a half century. At 213,000, that's the lowest since December of 1969.
Ending days of speculation, Meghan Markle said today that her father will not be able to attend her wedding to Prince Harry due to health problems. Markle's father has been hospitalized in California after undergoing a procedure to clear blocked coronary arteries. And finally, a Kent State University graduate is not apologizing for posting graduation photos of herself carrying a rifle on campus. Caitlin Bennett tweeted that she could, quote, now arm herself now that she was a graduate. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
In an increasingly demanding world, we've been told that we can do everything, from maintaining friendships, devoting ourselves to work, spending time with family, staying fit, getting enough sleep. Randi Zuckerberg is an entrepreneur and author. She has a new book out titled You Can Have It All, Just Not Every Day. She explains why sometimes we try to do too much and then feel overwhelmed.
We have this culture of burnout. This is why people are so unhappy, they're multitasking, they're stressed, is because we do feel like there is this pressure to do everything every single day. I think it's much better, like you said, you can pick three different things every single day. You can pick three things today, you can pick a completely different three things tomorrow, but I think we all function much better, much happier, much more successful when we allow ourselves to be great at a few things and we remove the guilt about holding a few things off till tomorrow.
Zuckerberg also talks about how social media has played a role in what we do and what we're expected to do.
In some ways, it can be extremely helpful. In other ways, it can make us feel very insecure. A lot of times I've been able to get great recommendations from people instantly on social media, on, ideas, on kind of life hacks and things to make my life easier. On the other hand, it's also really easy to open up any of these sites and feel like everyone else has it all figured out, like everyone else's lives are perfect and yours isn't and you're inadequate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.